Hi, Nick. Congratulations. In tennis, as in life, feet on the ground. What do you think about this?
100% correct.
Okay, thank you.
What do you tell people from the court after you won?
What did I tell them?
What kind of message you have after you won, after this public you have on the tennis court?
Just amazing. They created the atmosphere every day. If I played Rafa and there was no crowd, it wouldn't have been special. You know, it was an amazing, just the atmosphere. It was the best atmosphere I've ever been in. They were amazing. You know, they were booing me, and I still enjoyed playing here. I still enjoyed being here. They created the emotions. They created the memories. They created the event. It was amazing.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, Nick, final. Okay, as a special request, we always ask the champion to come and join us, front seat, to pose for our last picture.
So Nick, you say that you don't prepare like a top 10, and like saying the truth, are you interested in being a top 10? Like preparing in another way, or maybe isn't your goal?
I think, I went jet skiing today at 5:30, so I don't think that's what a top 10 player would do, but I don't know. Yeah, I love this week, everything about it, but you know, I could have lost second round to Rafa. You know, he had 3 match points, I could have been out second round, so I'm very lucky and very fortunate to be in this position. I obviously played very well, but for sure I need to be way better disciplined. I need to be way more better. I need to be better professionally. I need to do the right things. I mean, I don't even have a coach, so maybe I start. Maybe I start there. Am I going to play? Yeah, for sure.
Now, for the next week, how do you feel? Because obviously the two tournaments are 2 weeks, more or less.
I'm a machine. I'll be ready. You want to come from?
Se me cae yo no me cae.